AK shit. I don't want Logic. I don't even want to die anymore. Alicia Cara.
Very excited, guys. We have some guests in our studio. Say good morning to Brandon and Billy. They're going to tell us all about a little thing called Thunder Gong. Thanks for being here. Okay, first of all, so I think a lot of people have heard that there's this, you know, charity thing. Jason Sudeikis is coming in, Will Forte and Fred Armisen. Who came up with Thunder Gong?
So the event or the name?
The name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was me and my buddy Micah Smith. Mm-hmm. Micah did all our branding and design for the event. And yeah, we just had a huge list of names. And then
Thunder
a huge
Chuckle, I think.
Thunder
was
Chuckle
one.
Was in there.
Gongs of Thunder.
Gongs of Thunder.
Yeah, all of them.
Reference.
I was real hot on Radamacue Razzmatazz for 24 Perfect. Hours.
Which isn't hard to say
at all. You just wanted something that people would remember.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
That had a percussive element.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a benefit concert for Steps of Faith Foundation, but I'm not real familiar with that. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So Steps of Faith is a nonprofit that helps amputees that don't have insurance to get prosthetic limbs. So I have insurance, and I also have one of these. Can you hear this on the radio?
Can you knock on it?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, gosh.
You hear that, y'all?
Wow.
That's my left leg. It's a robot leg.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. I had cancer in 2005, but I lost my leg, but I lost the cancer. I got the girl. There she is. It all worked out.
Yeah, she looks like a good one.
Yeah, she's super hot. She met me when I was not super hot.
She's super hot.
I was a tough sell. You know, real skinny, gray skin, no hair, one leg. You know.
Did you really meet when you were going through the entire?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So she's a really good one.
That's
she's
what I'm
a
saying.
Good person in and out.
I was worried that she would not be attracted to me after my hair grew back.
Like the bald ones.
She's into the bald.
It worked out, though.
Good.
She's still into me.
So part of the reason behind this, was it a difficult process for you to get your prosthesis?
It was.
I'm saying that wrong, aren't I? Prosthesis?
You know, you did that. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. It was. So I had health insurance and still had to come up with $30,000.
That was
half
of what I
needed. And so really, Steps of Faith and definitely Thunder Gong kind of started there. So Jason and some other great friends, all that originated from Kansas City, some comedian friends, Corey Rittmaster, Monique Madrid, Kay Cannon, Ed Goodman, and then my rock and roll band, I was a professional drummer before this, and some other bands did this fundraiser for me in 2006 at the Record Bar. We did two shows. We raised $35.
I remember when Jason came, because that was the first time we had Jason in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, that's right.
Yes, he came in. Yeah. And that's the last time he ever came in our studio.
That was the old Record Bar, though, wasn't it?
That was an old Record
Bar. The one that's right here.
That's
we used to
right.
be here in Westport.
I remember. Yeah, I was somewhere else, and then we came together.
Yes
that day.
And let me tell you, because of that one moment when he was in our studio, when he came in for the first big slick, I passed him in the hallway at the casino? And I don't know what made me think that I was his friend, but he walks by and I was like, Jason, what's up? And he turned around and looked at me like I was crazy.
Remember me from 2006?
That's kind of what I did. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that back then.
No problem.
And for this now. So Steps of Faith started in that was 2005, lost my leg, 2006, we raised all that money. Jason was a big part of that, you know, very new on SNL at
that
point.
Did you go to school together?
We met when I was in high school. He's a year older than me. We did improv together at Comedy Sports at the time. It was in the River Market, Comedy City now, across the street, fittingly enough, from the Uptown now.
Yeah. I need to know what high school you went to.
Shawnee Mission North.
I went to Shawnee Mission West with Paul Rudd. So did we just become best friends? Or?
You betcha. You betcha.
Perfect. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interject. Yeah. I got very excited back then.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's
but don't
good.
You love it how... Kansas City is its own. We take care of each other.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think with this event, what you're going to experience is 100% of this is like all source local. A lot of our vendors that have created this amazing foodie, you know, mixology event have all come here locally to support this effort. And the thing that I've been blown away about Billy's actually going to be on stage in the band leading a lot of the music effort. So this is going to be like the one party you want to be at.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. And even though a lot of them are known for their stand-up and sketch comedy, it is a musical event?
It is a musical event. Yeah. Those guys are known for being funny guys, but they're also really musical. And they've put out a lot of content that is music that is funny. And so Jason and Will, for sure. A lot of people know that Fred is a musician.
Yeah, I knew he was.
But yeah, this whole thing started as a, excuse me, a drummer event, but basically kind of picking up where we left off in 2006. We wanted to have some funny elements. Jason would host, and we just have a lot of our friends and Jason's friends. Fortunately, his friends that are drummers other than me are all like famous rock stars, you know, and now. So it's like, let's get all those guys. So it's evolved into just a music thing. So, yeah, obviously those three guys, we've got Wynonna Judd. Come on.
Cactus
Mosier.
The
Get Up Kids. Hey, oh, local.
The Get Up Kids, that's right. We've got
Madison Ward and Mama Bear.
Yeah. Chris Calico. Matt Wirtz, who is a Kansas City native that lives in Nashville. Great singer-songwriter. So it is mostly a music event that will be funny at times. Then there's this whole other side that Brandon has helped create with a wonderful woman named Mary Berg.
Oh my gosh, she's incredible.
And there's just going to be a real whole food and drink experience.
You need to come hungry. You've got Q39 doing some
not a problem.
Stuff. Done and done.
You've got Port Fonda doing some Mezcal stuff for Mezcal. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, like, the local companies that have supported this effort have just blown me away. And the thing that has just impressed me about Billy, other than everything that's amazing about him, is this organization does stuff for not just people with cancer like that has affected Billy's life, but it's cancer, it's diabetes, it's people who've been in a horrific car accident or wreck or some situation, and it covers people that are adult to child to you name it, whether they're local or across the country. And I think, you know, the thing that like blew me away as well is that 500 people lose a limb every day.
Yeah, and just
every
in this country.
Day?
Every day.
Just in America.
And for kids, that's harder because they're growing, which means they have to change every couple of years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I say that like when people find out what I do or that I've lost my leg, have a prosthetic leg or whatever, it's like learning a new vocabulary word. Remember, you're a kid, it's like you learn scapegoat and then all of a sudden you're like, scapegoat, they just said it on TV 5 times tonight. It's like you become aware of it and then you just see it. I was the same way. I didn't know anyone that had lost a limb at all except the drummer for Def Leppard. You know, which of course, being a drummer, those references.
That's a great story too. I met him years ago. Our career started at the same time.
And he's wonderful. He actually, fun fact, called me when I was in the hospital when I lost my leg twice.
Did he really?
You're
2 days
kidding. In a row.
Yeah. Rick Allen. And we have a lot of mutual friends now, so we communicate through those friends, but we haven't communicated directly. I was trying to get him to come to this. He's not that I know of, but he surprised me then. You never know. Rick, you listening? Come on, buddy. No, he called me 2 days in a row. He called me. I seriously was like minutes out of surgery, and they somehow got a phone to me, and I was like, dude. And he was like, all right, mate, I'll call you tomorrow when you're not so sedated.
You talk about a great story, though. His story is amazing.
Yeah. It's incredible. So 500 people a day lose a limb in America, and we help those people.
Yeah.
You know, people just want to be able to get back to work, but they can't get back to work because they don't have a leg or an arm. Well, they can't generate the money they need because they don't have health insurance. It's a catch-22. We come in and we fix that.
Are you thinking about doing this? Think about doing this every year now?
Yes.
You betcha.
This is amazing. I mean,
well,
seriously.
Especially because they have the cool name, Thunder Gong.
This is really, truly amazing.
We want to make this the premier music, food, you know, mixology, and arts event to be in Kansas City to be at right before the holidays start.
Now, how can they get tickets? Because I saw this trending on, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
And Rocky goes, what is that Thunder Gong thing that's trending?
Sure. And I think the surprising thing for us was sort of the fact that a lot of the VIP tickets, a lot of the tickets sold out within minutes of this thing launching. None of us could have expected that. We still have 200 tickets left in the floor GA seating area. So if you want to go on to Thundergong right now, you can go and actually get your tickets.
And it's .org. Thundergong.org. And it's Sunday, right? Is it a
Sunday night
event?
7 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 for the VIPs.
Yes.
Doors open at 6 o'clock for general admission. And even the general admission tickets,
yes,
when they were early bird price or now at the price they're at, even the general admission tickets come with 2 drink tickets. Why would you do that? Because while we're asking people to come and be generous to my organization, we want to be generous to them. We want to be good hosts, and we want to create an experience, whether you are a performer on stage, whether you paid thousands of dollars to be there, or whether you paid a few dollars to be there. We want the experience to be memorable and fun and remarkable to everyone.
Yeah. And this the more you amazing. Drink, the more you donate, usually.
There's that, so. Too. There's that, too. You
well,
get it, Teresa.
We're going to be able to win some things there, too, that we're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. So it's at the Uptown Theater. It is this Sunday, and go to thundergong.org. And even though we want you to get out there and buy tickets, we're raising lots of money. They were kind enough to give us a pair of tickets to give away. So we'll give that to call number 9 right now, 816-576-7093. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us.
Guys.
I wasn't even aware of this organization,
so
and I love it so much.
Stepsoffaithfoundation.org. And that you can link to that through thundergong.org. But that tells you all you need to know.
Thanks for stopping
Thank
by,
you.
Man.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Justin Bieber.
This is your boy Drake.
You're listening to
93.3.